Blog Talk Radio.
Put my feet on the ground, forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time, and just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me want to sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be like each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be like each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart.
Oh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be your take each and every day, make it special.
Proceed.
as agreed in the emails. We have a number of people who have called in, Elizabeth, you'd want to know.
Okay.
So I'm going to call on the people who are here. That way you know who is here and probably who should tackle what. Area code 610, last four numbers are 2092. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, who is on the call?
This is Sylvia Litana Robertson, COO for AGSC.
Okay, Sylvia Litana. Where are you calling from, ma'am?
I am in Reading, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Sylvia. We will be coming back to you.
And also on the same number, there's Foster Kabilija, the executive administrative for AGSC as well.
Okay, Foster Kabilija. You are also in, she's also in Pennsylvania with you.
Yes, she is.
Okay, you must be if you're on the same number. Anyway, sometimes
yes,
we can do a three-way. Okay, thank you, ma'am, and I'll be getting back to you. Same area code, 0142. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Elise.
Yes, who's on the call?
Yes, Elise Mitten. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Just a little bit of something going on in your background, so I couldn't hear
okay.
your voice.
I have you on speakerphone. Is that better?
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, a little bit. Yes. Who's on the call, please?
This is Elise Mitten. I work with AGSC in helping them with their website and online marketing.
Oh, great. Good, Elise. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. By Elizabeth, as we speak, you are going to tell us who is going to say what. Area code 832, last four numbers, 0995. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, your mic is not open.
Yes,
let me open it. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Charlie. This is Derek from Houston, Texas.
Wow. I can only say wow. How are you, my brother?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a long time. That's why I'm saying wow. Area code. I think this number is from Texas too, 1012. Brother Peter, good morning again. All right.
I'm just listening to me.
Okay, thank you, my brother. Area code 702-2192, 2192. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Imelda Luanga Robinson from Las Vegas, currently in California with Elizabeth Chinga attending the Nakazi.
Oh, great. Imelda, where are you from again?
I'm from Zambia, but I live in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Oh, great.
But right now I'm in California.
California attending the great show at the Nakazi Center.
Correct.
Okay, we'll be coming to you. The other number here is from my brother in Pennsylvania. 1268, Brother Musanja. Dr. Musanja, I didn't hear your voice today. How are you?
I'm just listening. I just came in.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Musanje. Then I've got my other brothers here. Well, let's kickstart our discussion, Elizabeth. For those who haven't heard of this organization, your organization, what is African Global Supercenter, AGSS, about?
Thank you so much, Mr. Charlie. The African Global Supercenter is a for-profit business. We're headquartered in Reading, Pennsylvania. We have a satellite station in Maryland that we are focused in Reading, Pennsylvania at the moment. We are a business that fosters trade between the U.S. and Africa. We have I would call them branches within the organization. First, we focus on focusing on supply chain, that's import export, trying to accelerate trade, that's importing products from Africa and getting them to the shelves, and exporting products from the U.S. and getting them to the shelves in the African market. The next arm of the organization focuses on awareness raising, on education and awareness raising. Hence, we have a number of forums that we carry out, starting from informational forums, and we run conferences, we run seminars, summits, and you name it, just anything that will help us enlighten, educate, and create a dialogue between U.S. and Africa, mostly in the business community and also in the diaspora. The other area that we focus on is the social responsibility component. This one looks mostly and focuses mostly on giving back to the communities. Most businesses, when you have a business and you make profits, the gauge is to how do we plow it back into the communities that are supporting the institution or that are working or buying from the business. So our social responsibility is one of our very strongest arms. We believe it's through plowing back to the communities that we are working with or that are members or supporters or customers of this business that we can, you know, everybody can appreciate or we can help enhance the lives of the communities that you're working with. Now, we are a global business, hence our vision is not just Reading, Pennsylvania or America, it's Africa, the whole of Africa, the USA, and the whole diaspora. As long as you believe or you think you have roots from Africa, whether you're African-American, you're Caribbean or whatever, this is your stop. First, we're looking at this as well, your one-stop store where you can come in, learn and share and experience the culture, the diversity, the food, and just everything. Appreciate being African. On the other hand, it's a business that is also believes in diversity. So we, anybody, whether you're European, you're Asian, you're free to join AGSC and to be a part of this initiative. So that's what African Global Supercenter is all about.
I really want to, I've taken a lot of interest. I really want to understand certain aspects of what you do in this. What are the products are you dealing with before you come to the main issue of the conference you'll be having? What are the products you deal with at AGSS?
Products in terms of?
Aren't you marketing? Isn't AGSS marketing some kind of a product?
Yes, we have product. It's everything. It's made in the U.S. It's made in Africa. If you have any products that are made in Africa, you can, we are one stop store that you can come to and tell us what you have and ask us, work with us. We'll work with you to get your product, to market your product and get it out to the market. Whether you have products made in the U.S., you want to get them into Africa, and you don't have an avenue, you don't know how to do it, come, we are your one-stop store where you can come and say, look, I have this, how do I get it into the African market? And we'll be able to facilitate that. If you go to the website right now, we are building what we're calling an e-commerce. And secondly, we have profiles of businesses that partner with us or that sign up to become members. They profile themselves on the website. So all businesses that our members can go and have a dialogue, they can network, they can exchange information, ideas. Whether an African business, you're looking for a market in the U.S., just go on the website and join and start the dialogue with American businesses that are looking for opportunities in Africa.
I want to believe AGSS is an incorporated company. When were you incorporated again?
AGSC, African Global Supercenter. We are incorporated in two states, Maryland and Reading and Pennsylvania.
Okay, and when did this happen?
In Maryland, we were incorporated last year. In Pennsylvania, we were incorporated early this year.
Oh, great, 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 great. So my line of thought and my line of questioning, therefore, leads to, have you had, what kind of response are you getting from the suppliers in Zambia to over here during this period, let's say, of about 6 months?
We have a tremendous, tremendous a response, not only from Zambia, but from all over Africa. It's actually
yes.
from all over Africa. Even in the U.S., there are a lot of very interesting businesses that either are looking for markets. In Africa, just recently, we were communicating with a company called, they specialize in mining equipment, any kind of mining
mm-hmm.
equipment they can export. So we've helped them develop a dialogue and start networking with the Women Miners Association of Zambia. We have another business that specializes in imports. They import crafts and curios. They actually have a market in J. Cruz. You can't believe that. From African products, they have those Kenyan baskets they supply to J. Cruz. They have Disney World, the African, those who've been there to the Animal Kingdom. They have a lot of products that they supply to Disney World. So they are all over. They have a very, very big network of businesses that they supply to their hotels. They are based in Kutztown in Pennsylvania. We are working with them. They are now, they've just started a rapport with the Muma Crafts in Western Province because they've always wanted to get African, Zambian baskets, and they didn't know how to get a contact. So, like I'm saying, our role is to help partner these businesses, to help with the brokeraging of these initiatives. The list can go on of the number of businesses that we have been able to work with and within our short period of time to help brokerage or help them connect and start communicating, start a dialogue and start... maybe it should be able to lead to them start exchanging either goods and services, including cash.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. You have a number of guests, I think, you've brought here. You heard their names. So as we go, maybe you want to delegate some of the things we'll be talking about, I think.
Definitely.
Yes, to them to take care of. Yes, you will be holding the first International Entrepreneurs Emporium and Business Conference, as you are calling it. I have the program here, but I will not say it. I want it to come from you. First and foremost, what is the objective of this conference?
The objectives of this conference. So I'll start with the theme. The theme of this conference is building partnerships, reaping rewards. I just give an example of one or two or three, organizations that have started talking and communicating. Why did we come up with this theme? We believe that, if we could have a number of African businesses and U.S. businesses shake hands and start a dialogue, become partners in business and in trade and investment, you are already a milestone away. You may not see the rewards right now, but definitely you're going to reap big rewards eventually. Now, the main objective of our conference, especially this conference, was to meet a need. This has been a serious need for African businesses and U.S. businesses trying to navigate and to see how they can get to know each other, how they can get to, most people look at Africa as a gray area. There hasn't been that kind of rapport between Africa and the U.S. I know it's there in terms of business, but if you're going to a different area, it's a new continent, it's a new place altogether. you need to know how you're going to go there. You need to know how you're going to, who you're going to find. And there's a lot that goes with that. So the whole idea of this conference is to have, help these businesses from Africa and from the U.S. get to know each other, shake hands at one forum. So our main goal is really to create an environment where companies and businesses can start talking, can start dialoguing, can start matchmaking. Because, secondly, we're also looking at the conference itself will be a conduit where we will, the businesses in Africa and the businesses in the U.S. can move a step ahead and look towards expansion. You know, how do they expand? There are so many ways. It's through dialogue. It's through discussion. So those businesses here see opportunity that maybe African businesses see that they don't see. And those African businesses, when they come here, they'll see opportunity that maybe the businesses here don't see. So that's the whole objective of this conference. We are planning to ensure that we have tried to line up experts in a number of fields, from logistics, experts who look at logistics in Africa and U.S. and moving products at a big scale, not the way most of the time you see people trading. They'll come with a suitcase, hide their products in their suitcase and come and sell, or go back in the same way. We're looking at containers, moving containers into Africa and moving containers out of Africa. So we have a panel, we have a team of logistics experts that we're working with. We have a team of, we're looking at media. The negative marketing of Africa has destroyed the perception. The business community in the U.S. don't want to hear Africa, because when they hear Africa, they hear AIDS, they hear malaria, they hear that child who's sitting hungry asking for food. They don't look at the beauty and the other side of Africa, where there's so much going on and there's so much resource and there's so much opportunity that they can share. So we have lined up, if you look at the conference program, I won't go into too much details. This is a program in which we are hoping we'll start a very serious discussion between the two continents. But we are focused more so much in Pennsylvania, because we are based in Pennsylvania. But it's open. This business is open to, conference is open to anybody all over America. Though Africa, it's a number of African countries coming. The whole Africa is being notified. So that's what it's about. I'll let maybe Sylvia or Elsie or Faustina to add on to what I've just said.
Okay.
Yes,
Sylvia, I think your line is open now. If you have a comment, please.
Yes. With regards to all these delegates that are coming to this conference, one of the biggest things that we are emphasizing is for them to bring products. We want the American people or the American businesses or businessmen and women to see that Africa is no longer that dark continent. Africa knows how to package, Africa knows how to sell, and Africa knows how to deal with businesses. So at the same time, we're also asking that the American businesses, when they come to this conference, need to bring us some samples, because Africa, too, has been crying for Made in America products. For those of you who follow the world market, you will notice that China outpaces the United States in terms of export to Africa 3-1. Where is the United States in the trade with Africa? AGSC has taken it upon themselves to try and not educate, but edumacate the people of Africa and the people of the United States to say, we can partner, we can deal, we can trade on a fair and square level ground. To the packaging, Elizabeth has just mentioned, we do have experts that are coming to this conference that will teach us or that will enlighten us on what the requirements are for a product to come into the United States. And as such, the businesses that are coming, if they have any questions that they're not sure about or anything that they are not clear on, this is the opportunity for them to have a one-on-one with all these experts that deal with either the FDA, the USDA, logistics, and so forth. Likewise, the Americans can reciprocate and ask the African governments or the businesses that are coming, how do we send A, B, and C to your country? Of course, Africa is a continent, you know, with different countries, but I just say Africa as a whole. Now, when these partnerships start to emerge, start to blend, so to speak, there's going to be the reciprocal trade of from the U.S. to Africa and from Africa to the U.S. Thank you.
Okay. Let me follow up. First, Sylvia here. Is this conference only for women, or I just want to be very, very clear.
No. This conference, no.
We have a Pastor
Kama, I told you, behind every Elizabeth there's an Kama, so how can it only be for women? No, let me make it clear to the world at large. AGSC is holding a conference that is open to both men and women. So long as you are a business person, business entrepreneur, business entity, thinking of a business to export or import or export and so forth, please do come to the conference in Reading, PA, September 30th through October 3rd, and you will be able to meet a lot of businesses that are looking to partner and trade with whatever you have to offer. Believe me, it doesn't matter how minuscule your product looks. There is a buyer. There is a person who have interest in what you're selling or what you have to offer. So men, don't think because you have two women speaking here that you're not welcome. Please, we need you. We need your backup. We need your support. Come on. Come on, man.
We'll do it. Let's do it.
Yes. Come on. Let's come.
You want Elizabeth and Sylvia, and you can bring in someone else. You want the Zambians to bring a product of some kind. Do you have people who are helping in Zambia, so to say, coach them? There are certain goods. Dr. Patrick is always here. They may not make it through the borders of United States. What help are the people in Zambia? But what preparations are you making to make sure that product which will be coming here is welcome in the United States?
We are working closely with the Ministry of Commerce in Zambia, you know, the VDA.
Okay.
In fact, they are going to be involved and they'll be working together very closely with the Women Entrepreneurs Program, EWEP. In bringing the businesses that are coming. Now, in terms of coaching them, most African countries, as you know, they've been struggling and trying to find a way of ensuring that businesses that want to export to the U.S. improve their products to export level. So there are institutions, there are incubators that have been created in most of these countries, including Zambia itself. Those incubators are specializing on just training businesses to get them export ready. Now, the businesses are at different levels. There are some that are already export ready. They even have their certifications and their everything approval from FDA and all the other required institutions in the U.S., while others are still not yet export ready, but they are working towards that. Now, our goal is with the conference, we are not specifically just focusing on those that are export ready. We are encouraging those also that are not yet export ready, come bring your product, come and see what is at the world market, at the global market, because they are bringing their products to market. If you look at our website, the theme is women or African women, we are helping them bring their products to the market. So as they come here, they will be able to assess with the interactions, the discussions. Obviously, the buyers will tell them, can you improve this product to this level? Then we are able to ready to buy from you. How long would it take you to improve this product? You know, and then there will be experts within the experts we brought on board to the conference who will be able to tell you, if you want to package or to brand your product, or barcoding, this is what is required. If your product doesn't reach this standard, or it goes onto the shelves and there's a recall, this is how a product is recalled. And that's how it's traced back to the source of origin, whether it's Zambia, or it's Malawi, or it's Kenya, or whatever. So there are all those experts that will be on the ground to educate the businesses coming. So this is a very important business conference for businesses coming from Africa, especially from Zambia, since we are discussing Zambia right now, to make sure that as they prepare, they come prepared. Bring your samples, come ready. If you are export ready, you definitely will find a market. You may immediately start getting your products to shelf.
The conference starts on September the 30th, October 1, 2018. You are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio this morning. I'm with powerful ladies here who are inviting your business to be part of the conference, the Africa Global Super Center. I like that word, Africa Global Super Center. So it will be in Reading, Pennsylvania. How many people, Sylvia, are you looking at to attend this conference?
All right. Me and my CEO are fighting over that. My CEO is telling me 300. I'm telling her more than 1,000. So let's put it in between 300. You know, I'm an overachiever, so I always want to aim high. At least if I get if we get about 600 to 800, it'll still be an excellent number to get. Because what has happened is, like Elizabeth mentioned earlier, the response is pretty overwhelming. And with the way that they have, because registration started, I think we mentioned that at the last Block Talk meeting that we had. We started registration this month, and of course this month is over, and we've gotten quite a number of registrants that have come from all over Africa. We have Mozambique, we have Rwanda, we have Tanzania, we have Malawi, we have Zambia, just to mention a few, the Gambia, Nigeria, and so forth. It's like an over the board, actually. You can't really specifically say this country has more than the other, but we are hoping that, you know, we can achieve, maximize above 300.
You go above 300. As you go, please give me the details. Those who are coming, they are not only bringing the product, not just coming to see. What is expected of them in terms of fees and everything to come into the conference?
All right. With regards to the fees, and let me first of all begin by apologizing, because it appears that our folk in Africa were having some issues or problems with understanding the way the website has been set up. Now, we have Elise Mitten, who is the expert on our website design and development, that will elaborate a little bit as soon as I'm done saying what I'm saying. We had a few issues with the way the people were coming to register, because I believe they did not understand the way we had set it up. Suffice to say, it has been improved tremendously, and we have blocked the first part of registration that we were using because we realized how confusing it was for the people. So Elise has gone ahead and put a link which will facilitate and make it much, much easier for them. So when you see the word registration closed, it is not closed. We just closed that link that was giving our registrants from overseas an issue to register. Right above it is in bold red letters a new link to register on. So click on that new link, and you will be able to be taken to registration page. Elise, would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. What they will experience when they come over to the open registration area is instruction, detailed information on each type of registration point that we offer. And from there, they choose what is best suited for them. So the business owners that are coming from the AWIC chapters, they will want to sign up for full registration for many reasons. One, we are going to profile them and showcase them even before they get to the conference. So they're going to be on the website, listed on the website that here I am, I'm coming. From there, that same information is going to be placed into the program that's going to be handed out. And to me, I feel this program book is going to be one of those that isn't going to be put on a shelf after the conference. It's going to be on everybody's desk. It's going to be in their briefcases. It's going to be a keeper. So that conference program book, is going to have their information in as well. So it's like advertising that they're getting as part of this. Along with that, their full registration includes all of the meal. Well, let me say it's breakfast and lunch. We're keeping dinner for everyone to pay on their own because we know there's going to be matchmaking and opportunities to meet other people and take that evening meal and have that with either your friends who are coming with you or your new friends that you've met in the United States through this event. So that's part of it. Also, we have included the ground transportation to and from the airport as part of that fee. Now, this is an early bird registration of $600, and you need to register before August 31st, midnight of our time, Eastern Standard Time. After that, it becomes $800 starting at 12:01 a.m. on September 1st, and it will close on September 21st at midnight. So that is the registration for businesses. It's $600. Then we have a registration for the non-government organizations and churches of $400. This is for individuals who aren't coming in to share their product or showcase or have their product showcased. So that is $400. There is no early bird. It's $400 across the board for that. They get the breakfast and lunch, and, again, dinner is on their own, and they can attend any of the sessions. Oh, I forgot. There is a gala dinner that's going to be happening at the conference, and I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to let Sylvia and Elizabeth talk about that. Okay. Along with that, now I'm getting back into registration. Along with that, we have an individual's rate, which is for the whole event, which is $350. That it, you do not have any type of business profiling or showcasing your business throughout that event, but it includes the breakfast, lunch, the gala, and the possibility of getting into the sessions. I mean, if we have all the seats filled by the business owners, who that's why we want them there, it might be standing room only for these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We have a student with ID. One of the things that Elizabeth and Sylvia shared on the last call was how important it is to educate the students about these opportunities of trade between the United States and Africa. And so we want to encourage students to come in and be part of the event itself. That cost is $300 for the students. And it does require to email the student identification to Sylvia. And it's simple, sylvia@myagsc.com. They get the same thing, the breakfast, the lunch, the conference, attendance to the sessions, the gala dinner, and whatnot. Then we have, for in the United States, we have three other opportunities to attend. We have a company one-day pass, where we know maybe a business can't come for the whole event, but they can come for a day. And that's $200 and includes the breakfast, the lunch, the sessions. We have an individual one-day pass. If a person is not part of a company but wants to come in and learn about it, they want to start a business and be part of the event, that's $150. Then we talked about the gala dinner. We have the AWIP gala dinner that is $100 if a person just wants to come in for that event. So that's the breakdown of registration. What I've done while we've been on the call is I have placed a direct link on our Facebook page because we want fans. So it's very easy. African Global Supercenter is the way you find us on Facebook and has a direct link to go to the registration and learn of this. We have fine-tuned our registration, and as far as payment is concerned now, we had some confusion with having had manual registration. Everything now is going through a credit card system that is accepted across all the African countries and the United States. So it's going to be a real simple way to register for the event.
To add on... To add on what Alice has said, my name is Foster. I'm the administrative director. Just in a nutshell, most of the information has been covered by my colleagues. I would like to advise the registrants that they should note that it's very important that you are not registered until full payment is received. You don't just have to enter your details and see feedback, think that you are registered. You have to have full payment. That's important. And also, since registration is in full swing, we have booths at large, you know, and I would advise that these booths, they are going out very quickly. We have a large booth that goes for $1,000. A small booth is $500, and the half booth is $300 each. So the earlier you register for these booths, the better, because you don't want to miss out. So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to add on. This is more for the diaspora. There might be a thing. People might think, this is only for businesses in Africa and the U.S. But this is also for the African diaspora. Like my earlier colleagues have said, individuals are registering. If you belong to the diaspora and you feel this is a must-attend event, start preparing, register, and make sure you come and be a part of this initiative. We have interesting speakers that will be talking about the brokerage, the diaspora as brokerage between U.S. Africa, cultural brokers between U.S. and Africa trade. If diaspora is not involved and they are not able to explain certain things, there's no way the U.S. community will understand what Africa, what doing business with Africa means. So African
right.
diaspora is very critical to ensure that mm-hmm. this initiative and the brokering of U.S.-African trade moves to the next level. So as diaspora, please prepare yourselves. Come out. Come and be part of this initiative. Come and enjoy and appreciate what the African businesses are bringing to the table and what the U.S. businesses are bringing to the table. And on top of that, you know how Africa is. The moment they hear, when they arrive, the first question will be, where is our diaspora?
Mm-hmm,
they
true.
Will be asking, where is our diaspora? So if you know you belong to the diaspora and you want to come and shake hands with people coming from Africa, be a part of this and just inform the others, inform the networks that you know. They may not be Zambians, they may be Malawians or Kenyans or Ugandans. Tell them this is an African conference. Guys, let's get ready, let's head there, let's go and meet the people coming from Africa.
Okay. What we are going to probably I'll propose as a member of Zambia Block Talk Radio is maybe we should make this thing, not maybe, we should make this thing big and huge. I like big things.
Yeah.
Every Saturday,
yes.
Every Saturday, a member of this team should come on the show at least for
Fantastic.
15 minutes.
And
just make that announcement. Hit it, and hit it hard. Africa, global super center. Again, like I said, sounds like a super woman, and I like it. They give
That's
you everything.
The whole idea.
Everything you,
gonna
you,
be
you,
wearing a suit.
Yeah. I know. Everything they give you. Talk about the speakers. People listening this morning cannot afford to miss who are coming, the guests who are coming to do this. Basuga, very, very briefly, because time is gone, very, very briefly, like I said, you'll be having a good 15 minutes in the shows coming up in the weeks to come. Just in summary, who are coming to this show people may not afford to miss?
excuse me. With regards to the speakers that are coming to the conference, it's quite a wide spectrum. The same lady that you're listening to right now, Miss Elsie Mitten herself, is one of the speakers that is going to be at one of the panels that are going to be there. Then we have Miss Rebecca Faber. She is with the World Trade Center. Then we have Mr. Ed Burns, who is the President for Logistics Solutions, Ed Burns Solutions. Then we have Mr. Herman, I can't pronounce the name, Nyamunga. He's from Philadelphia Welcome Center. He's the President there. And then we have Ms. Tina Wyant, who is also the Executive Director at the World Trade Center in Harrisburg. We have Ms. Vicky Eberhardt, Bunny Gold. She is also the owner and president of Bunny Gold. I think at the last conference, Elizabeth explained a little bit about her initiative of how they were raising rabbits and things like that. And then we have Dr. Azuka Anyima, who is from, he's the CEO for DICA Technologies. That's the president of the African and Caribbean Business Council. Then we have Ms. Amanda Bergeson Shylock. She's director of the outreach program evaluation at the Welcoming Center for New Pennsylvanians. Then we have Mr. Tom Fiorini, who is also, all these are presidents actually and CEOs. Everybody I've mentioned here is a president and CEO of very large businesses in the U.S. And then I just mentioned the other ones, Mr. Timothy Charlesworth as well. He's the president, Mr. Dominic O'Brien, Phil, senior marketing representative. And then we have Ms. Jespin Dean, Kolb's marketing. We do have some government officials, too, that have already accepted, but we are waiting for that seal of approval, the stamp that they normally give us to say, now go ahead and publicize our names. I'm sure that by the next meeting online again with Block Talk Radio, I'll be able to give you the precise names of the government officials that have already accepted to come. Elizabeth can actually give us the embassies that have acknowledged. If you don't mind, I'd rather she does the honors.
Please go on.
Yes.
Yeah, very quickly, since we're running out of time, the embassy so far that have confirmed official participation are Zambian Embassy, Gambia Embassy, and Kenya Embassy. We are still receiving confirmation. South African Embassy has emailed us and they said they are working on who should come. Angola is working on who they are sending, whether it's the trade attaché or the ambassador himself. Nigeria, Mauritius, and the list is on. We are still receiving confirmation. The whole of August will be getting confirmation from embassies. So we've lined up a number of speakers that will be coming from embassies. That's from the government side. They will also be looking at economic blocks in Africa. It's not just marketing their country, but how does that fall? How does the economic block function? Most of the time, these blocks are there and people don't understand them. Then we have on the U.S. side, we have the U.S. government officials that will be looking at FDAs, customs, and all those other government-related issues that need to be tackled, that people need to understand what are the laws, what are the procedures, and how do you go and sort out this problem if you're coming into the U.S. Two, we have government officials that will come and explain AGOA clearly, and also the new act that has just come into effect, the 1777 Act, which was passed in April in the Senate. So these somebody's coming from Washington, D.C. to just come and explain this. And the list is endless. Some of the speakers Sylvia has talked about, some of them are just MCs, some are moderators, and a number of them are actually very interesting speakers. This is a must-attend conference. If you pay your $300, it's worth the money because you will leave with a wealth of information. Very quickly about Gala Night, the Gala Night has been structured such that it will not only be a regular dinner where people come and give speeches. This one is unique. We are calling the Gala Night from political independence to economic emancipation. Nigeria will lead the whole delegation. There are about six African countries that were independent, attend independence in October. Nigeria was the 1st of October, so we have asked them to lead because it will be on the 2nd of October, the Gala Night. So all there, including Zambia, we are going to have a very, very elaborate and magnificent celebration of independence and moving out of political independence, moving into economic emancipation. Nigeria has been notified. I don't want to go into details, but they're bringing some very high-powered delegates, government delegates from Nigeria to come and spearhead this initiative. They'll come with their own materials. We're asking all countries, Guinea, Zambia, and the list is so we can add up some names that were independent in October. The whole conference, the dinner room, the Gala Night will be a commemoration of their independence. You have your flag there. You have all speakers. It will just be a historical moment. So it's either you are there or you miss out and you hear it in the newspapers.
For the diaspora, yes. The countries that are celebrating the independence is Lesotho, Nigeria, Uganda, Zambia, Guinea, and Equatorial Guinea, all of them independent in the month of October.
Okay. Thank you so much. The more I listen to it, I think the more I'm getting really interested, and I hope those who are listening online and those who are going to listen to our recorded show, I think the interest is really growing. Ladies and the group members here who have come, the Africa Global Supercenter will be holding a convention. I don't know if it's a convention. What does it say here? Some festival. Okay. Conference. September 30th. They've mentioned very big names. If you are a person like me who like big people around you, listen to what they have to say and tell them what you have to tell them for business, This will be the conference to attend. Again, listening online, I have some numbers here. What you are doing by Elizabeth and the group, I would like you to think about this. Tractors, per 100 tractors, per 100 kilometers squared. In Asia, they have 129 tractors per 100 square kilometers. In the whole world, 200. In Africa, only 13 tractors. So what I'm trying to say is your group is big. If we can bring people who can look at what we are producing in Africa is only about 2-3%. Can we increase by the end of maybe 5 years, with your help, can we increase the production to even say 10% of world production? That will be your objective coming from this conference. In my view, I just wanted to add that.
Definitely.
Since I have this prerogative of holding the mic. So thank you so much, my Elizabeth, for what you are doing. These are the only numbers. Oh, 702, I'm not sure if they are part of you. They also wanted to say something. 702, last four numbers, 2192. Please come in, and maybe you want to add on to what we have just said here.
Oh, now I'm good. I think it's clearly I've heard, and it really makes a lot of sense. And right now we're just digesting on it. I'm going to spread the word when I go to Las Vegas to my people out there, with Zambians there and other nations that I interact with, to see what we can come up with. And definitely we're looking forward to attending to this conference.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have 3 months if you look at today. So if it is 600 or 300, your budget, right? This conference may just give you the full return of your money from the way I see it. So don't look, just look at the cost as you listen. Don't just look at the cost, but look at the return 600 will give you after you meet those CEOs. Go there with some questions and some objective. Last word by Elizabeth, by Silva, and everybody else you want to chip in. We have about 5 minutes.
Yes, all I'd like to say is for all the viewers that are listening to this broadcast, we're looking forward to seeing you, and we do sincerely encourage each and every one of you to come out. This is for our children of tomorrow. We need to set up the foundation for them. And as mothers and fathers, grandparents, we need to be hands-on for all of us. And let's work together. Let's unite. Let's not be apart. Let's come together. This is our chance now to come together and do something as a continent, so that the world can see that Africa truly is the last frontier and not the dark continent. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Elizabeth.
I just wanted to concur with Sylvia, but also to add on to say it's not just Africa, it's about America. These are the two continents. I think what I'm looking at here is actually Africa and America getting married. So, you know, we are just there as brokerages, you know, brokeraging this relationship. So any little contribution that any one of you can bring to the table, whether it's your knowledge, it's you know, we have vast knowledge and information that we can bring to the table and share, so that each one of us who is at the conference, even after the conference, can still look back and say, what is next? What is our role now? It's not just a conference. We are earlier on started. The African Global Supercenter is a business. We have a lot of underlying things that are lined up. From this conference, we have a manufacturers forum that will be coming up. Soon after that, we are going to have a distributors forum lined up. Soon after that, there's going to be what we are calling a diaspora summit, where the whole diaspora will be invited. Let's sit down and start a dialogue. Let's start looking at what is our role, how can we build economies of scale in our communities right here where we live, and also in the communities in Africa. What is our role? So we'll really be looking at some of those as we roll out a lot of other events lined up. We have another conference which will be taking place next year, which will be the second conference following up from this one. So keep your eyes open. Keep going to the website. Join us. Register. Become a member. Be a part of this initiative and this baby being born. You want to be. You want to mm-hmm. say, I was there when the baby was born. No. I only got there when this baby started falling. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's correct.
My contribution to this is the conversation that Elizabeth and I had, and I'm glad she mentioned baby, because one of the things we talked about is that this conference is like birthing a child, where the whole village will contribute to its success. And if you look at the schedule that's on the website, it has a theme for each day, and they... Elizabeth, with her vision
okay.
of the AGSC...
At least not to cut you short, we really
okay.
run out of time, but like I said, you guys have to choose at least one powerful ladies as you are here to come for 15 minutes every day. Give us a profile of one or two people coming. Make sure we sell this thing to its fullest.
That's great. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you
for coming. Again, my name is Roger here in Okotox, Alberta, Canada. Join us next week on the same time. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.